Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I lost.' Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Almost a year ago now, Silas and I were getting ready to go on a trip to France. We were going to spend a week in Paris and a week in Burgundy. We had been planning this trip for at least a year. We really enjoy planning our travel. We'd made packing lists and printed out all of our documents, our reservations for rental cars and hotels and things like that. And the night before our trip, the night before we were actually going to drive down to Dallas and catch a plane, I couldn't find my passport. Now, I had taken a picture of my passport earlier that day, so I knew it was in my apartment. But all of a sudden, it's 9 o'clock at night, the night before we're supposed to fly to Paris, and I can't find my passport. You know that gut-sinking feeling when you can't find something you need? I looked in places I hadn't looked in months in my apartment trying to find that passport. I looked under the bed. I looked underneath furniture. I looked in my closet. I found a lot of things while I was searching for my passport. Things I hadn't even realized were lost, that had wandered under my bed and my cat had kicked further away than I could see. Luckily, we found it. It was in a drawer, the drawer that the passport lived in, but was hiding in there. We made it to Paris, and it was a wonderful trip. But that moment, that half hour, hour, I don't really know how long it was, of searching and wondering, what will I do? How will I go on this trip without my passport? That moment sticks with me. I thought about that today because our reading is about lost things being found. Jesus has gathered around a table with people who are interested in what he has to say, people who think that he has the good news. And it is quite a mix of people. There are the normal religious types, the people who would hear this person preaching and say, "Oh, I'm interested in that. I want to hear more." And then there were the people who usually knew better than to go out into polite society. The ones who were tax collectors, people who worked for the Roman government and took away the money of the poor people around them. And sinners of whatever sort, people who knew that they were not allowed in good circles of people. They weren't allowed at a table with people who were religious leaders, who were righteous. All of them were gathered around a table, and the Pharisees and the scribes, the ones who knew their standing in society and knew the standing of those sinners over there, started grumbling. Jesus is letting them eat with us? Jesus is telling them the same message as us? Jesus, being Jesus, heard their grumbling. And he told them a story. the way he taught so many times. He told them a story that anybody who has ever lost something precious will recognize. A shepherd has 100 sheep, and one wanders off. Maybe gets stuck in a thicket. Maybe doesn't even realize it's lost right away. And the shepherd, knowing he has 99 more, but that one is precious, leaves the 99. They can take care of themselves for a little while. And goes and searches high and low, under every bush, behind every rock, until he finds his lost lamb. Then he picks it up, puts it on his shoulders, and goes back to his flock and back to his friends and said, "Rejoice with me. I had lost this sheep, and now it is found." That one lamb, 1% of his flock, that mattered to him. A woman who has just some money, 10 coins, loses one. She probably had that same feeling that I had when I couldn't find my passport. That you have had when you've lost things that are precious to you, heirlooms, important documents, things like that. She sweeps her whole house. She looks everywhere. She lights a lamp, which probably cost her money, so she can find this one coin. And when she finds it, she calls her friends and says, "Rejoice with me. I had lost something precious, and now it is found." This is the story Jesus chooses to tell when he hears people grumbling about who is gathered at the table. These people, these creations of God, they are precious. They are the kind of person that God goes out and seeks, the person who is lost. And the thing I think is really interesting, and probably the Pharisees and scribes didn't even notice at the time, it's not just the obvious sinners who are lost. It's not just the ones who are shunned by society, put outside and told to stay in their place, who are lost and sought after by God. All of them were gathered at the table with Jesus. All of them were gathered to hear this good news because this was good news for all of them. The Pharisees and the scribes, as well as the sinners and tax collectors, they are all the lost sheep, the lost coin, the ones whom God seeks out, searches after, looks after, and rejoices when they are found. That is the story that Jesus wants us to know. That is the story of gathering around the table, which we still do here week after week. We come together, we gather around the baptismal font, and we confess our sins. We know we are sinners. Maybe not in ways that get us shunned by society, but all of us have brokenness in us. That's why we come back week after week, confess our sins, and hear the good news. Rejoice in the good news that we are forgiven. And week after week, we gather around the table where Jesus himself said, "This is my body, and this is my blood, and this is good news. You are found. You are precious and sought after by God. And you are gathered here so that you know just how much God rejoices when you gather at the table." We rejoice when we are found. We rejoice when we gather together as a community. People who know that we are sinners, people who know that we are forgiven. And sometimes it is good to remember the Pharisees and the scribes, those who were pretty sure they had everything figured out, even when they came to listen to Jesus, and were pretty sure those other people shouldn't be at the same table as them. shouldn't be receiving the same message of good news that they were receiving. When someone who is lost comes to our door, gathers around the table with us, confesses their sin, and receives forgiveness for their sins, we are invited to rejoice, to celebrate. A lost one has been found. The love of God that has been seeking out that person, it has found them. God is rejoicing and inviting us to rejoice alongside God and all of heaven for each individual one. For that shepherd, it didn't matter which of the sheep had wandered off. He was going to go find them. And it didn't matter if that sheep wandered off again and again and again. The shepherd would go find them, gather them up, draw them in, and rejoice that they were found. This is the God we come and worship every week, the God who loves us and seeks after us as a precious, precious child. And we are called and reminded that God loves us as a precious child, and God loves all of those who are still lost, who are still trying to find their way, who still don't know the love of God for them, don't even know that they're lost, perhaps. We are called to rejoice when they are found, to welcome them to the table, to welcome them into our community, because God loves them, seeks after them, and sometimes uses us to do the seeking. The good news is simple in this reading. You are precious. You are loved. Whenever you are lost, and there will be times you are lost, God knows and seeks after you and will not rest until you're found again. But the good news puts a calling on us too. When we see those who are lost, those who are outside of our community, of our doors, those who don't know God's love for them, we get to be the ones who help. Because we know, just as we are precious and loved and sought after by God, so are they. How good is that good news that we can rejoice in here, in this building, in this sanctuary, and throughout our lives as we go on our way to our work, to the people we see outside of here. They are precious, beloved by God, sought after by God, just as you are precious, beloved, and sought after week after week after week. Amen.